lots of different ways to practice mindfulness, but some of the most common are sitting down and often include closing your eyes and internal introspection. Throughout the series, I'm going to teach you a number of different ways to practice mindfulness, but we're going to start with the more traditional mindfulness, which does include sitting down and again, oftentimes closing your eyes, focusing inward. There's a lot around practicing breathing, following your breath, as well as following your internal thoughts, internal sensations. And once you get a little bit more skilled at that, we'll start practicing other types of mindfulness that can get a little bit more difficult. With the more traditional mindfulness where you're seated, it's helpful to set the environment to help increase your chances of being able to practice mindfulness. So I recommend finding a place to sit, whether it's in your house, maybe it's your car, perhaps outside, somewhere quiet, somewhere you can sit down, and somewhere that you feel safe and comfortable closing your eyes, and where interruptions can be minimized. When you sit down to practice a seated mindfulness, you want to sit comfortably, but not so comfortably you're at risk of falling asleep or dozing off, but you also don't want to be super rigid or overly stiff. So I like to tell people to take a regal position, nice straight back, but you're leaning against a chair if you have a back to your chair, arms are resting in your lap or on the armrests. During mindfulness, if you get an itch and you want to scratch it, do that. If you're feeling uncomfortable and you need to adjust your body or position in your chair, do that as well. You're able to do all those things, and the moment you're done, you just redirect your attention back to whatever the mindfulness practice is for that day. Working to minimize all of the extra distractions that come in life can be really helpful when you're just starting out with mindfulness. Now, our goal would be that you can practice mindfulness anywhere at any time with any level of distraction eventually, but right now we're going to work to increase the likelihood that you're going to feel good when you're doing this. So before you jump into your first mindfulness, I want you to think about, where's a nice quiet spot? Is there a place where I can even dim the lights, close the curtains if you're sitting outside? Is it somewhere you can sit with your eyes closed and feel relatively safe and comfortable? And plan to have 2 or 3 minutes for the first mindfulness that you do. Let's start really small and then work our way up to longer mindfulness practices. Okay, so now you know what mindfulness is, how it's supposed to go, what it can be helpful for, and how you might set the stage to practice mindfulness. So let's get started.